In Aaron Knuckles' article on why conservatives want to defund the arts, he mentions several reasons why NEA funding is important. He argues that funding arts programs draws further funding from multiple sources to create greater cultural and artistic diversity.
NEA funding has a really tremendous return on its investment. Statistics that every $1 of NEA direct funding leverages up to $9 in private and other public funds, resulting in $500 million in matching support, and that's in the year 2016.
Damon Kahn is an assistant professor of political science at Utah State University. He says, in general, conservatives would rather spend federal money in other ways.
For a lot of conservatives, their major interests are in things like defense and advancement of science, technology, things that will build the economy, developing a well-trained workforce, some of those kinds of things. And they would rather put some of that funding into those things instead of in the arts.
Kahn says that many conservatives focus on whether the federal or local government should spend money. However, Knuckles argues that if federal funding for the arts is being cut, then other federal education programs could see cuts as well.
Things like the National Science Foundation, funding that's around environmental sciences, all of these things align as a lack of support from our central government in terms of funding knowledge generation in our culture and society. And we badly need good, solid research to promote health and a rich, diverse democracy in our country, and also the vital cultural environment for people to learn and experience.
Both Kahn and Knuckles agree that throughout history, conservative leaders tend to focus on ways to reduce the size and control of the federal government. Knuckles says that an unintended impact of making cuts to the NEA is the impact those cuts will have on local and state programs, saying in his article that 40% of the NEA budget is distributed to state art organizations. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.